The Office of the Ombudsman has said data may have been taken in a cyber attack on its IT systems. A forensic investigation has begun and both the Gardaí and Data Protection Commissioner have been informed. The office has taken its services offline. It also provides IT support to other services, including the Protected Disclosures Commission. Gerard Deering is the Ombudsman and Information Commissioner for Ireland and joins us now in studio. Good morning to you, Ger.
Good morning, mate.
Thanks very much for coming in. So tell us what happened and how did you become aware that there had been a cyber attack?
The first thing I just want to say at this stage, Maggie, there's no evidence that any data has actually been taken. We are operating out of an abundance of caution, if you like, and working on the basis in case it had happened, but no evidence so far, which is really good news in a pretty bad situation. We became aware when we couldn't access our systems that something had gone wrong. We immediately contacted the National Cybersecurity Centre, and we have been provided with extraordinary assistance by that centre, and it very quickly became evident that there had been an unauthorised intrusion into our system. It had come under sustained attack and there had been an intrusion. But as I say, I want to stress again, no evidence, and we have had quite a bit of forensic examination carried out by external experts, and so far no indication that any data has been taken from our system.
Has there been a ransom demand made?
These are criminal actors, and it appears to us that that is the purpose of this exercise, is to extract money. But there will be a criminal investigation, and that's not an area that I can really say much about at this stage. We have taken all precautionary measures. We've reported the matter to the Data Protection Commissioner, as you said, and also to the Gardaí. We've also secured a High Court injunction, again, out of an abundance of caution, in case that anything was extracted. There's a prohibition on anything being published. But I do want to assure the people who use our services that we're taking every step necessary to ensure that their data remains safe.
How do you know that nothing has been extracted, personal data has been extracted? How do you know that?
Because there has been the most extensive forensic investigation of our system. And while I'm no expert in the IT area myself, it is quite impressive the work that people can do. And everything that happens in an IT system leaves a footprint or leaves evidence. And the forensic people that are working on this are giving us that assurance at this stage.
And when did it happen, or when did you become aware that intrusion had happened?
We became aware of it last Thursday, and we immediately locked down all of our systems. We had to do...
A week ago.
We had to do a certain amount of work and keep it confidential because, again, it's a criminal attack on our systems. We wanted to get the High Court injunction. There were certain steps we had to take, but I can assure people from the very instant we became aware of it and that the National Cybersecurity Office started working with us, our system was locked down. We were satisfied that they were no longer in the system and that they could no longer access the system.
Do you know how long they were in the system for?
Possibly a day or two before that, it would appear. And what they were doing really was closing us out of our own system. And that's really what has happened at the moment, is there are parts of our system that we can't actually access.
But still the case today?
That is still the case today. But our staff have shown tremendous resilience. We are putting workarounds in place. Many of our services are back. We would say to people, there is no need to contact us. We will be contacting people as we work through their cases. And from tomorrow, we'll be taking complaints again, but it will take time. Our office pride ourselves on the fact that we deal with 80% of complaints within 3 months. I have to say, that's something that is going to suffer as a result of this. It will take longer to deal with complaints. We would ask people, they have been very understanding so far, we'd ask people to bear with us. I apologise to people for the disruption that this may cause for some time, but we are working really, really hard. And if you were in our office yesterday to see the work that people are doing to overcome this and get our services back up and fully running, it's impressive at this moment.
What sort of information is held on your systems? Presumably by the very nature of the complaints that you deal with, it could be very personal.
Correct. It would be sensitive and personal information, and we're very conscious of that, and that's why it's so important that nobody would manage to extrude or take that information away. And again, I want to stress that so far there's no evidence that that has happened. And I want to stress also, we're at a very advanced stage of the forensic investigation and the work that has been done. And to have no evidence of extrusion of that at this stage is comforting, at least.
When do you expect to have your systems back up and running?
Well, as I say, from tomorrow, most of our systems will be back up and running. We have a lot of information on the various websites. There are six websites of the various bodies. And
because there's a lot of different bodies that you deal with, actually. And just for people to understand, I will list them out, because the Office of the Ombudsman provides IT services to the Information Commissioner, the Commissioner for Environmental Information, the Protected Disclosures Commissioner, the Standards and Public Office Commission, and the Commission for Public Service Appointments.
That's correct.
I haven't missed anybody there.
No, you haven't missed anybody. We're a busy office. We have a lot of services that we provide, and again, as I say, those services for the moment are being, interrupted. But we will get back up and running, and we're working extremely hard to get back up and running and provide those services.
Okay, so the advice again, just for people who currently have a complaint with you, there's nothing to be done at the moment?
Correct, because we're working through our systems and we will contact people. It will take some time. And again, I need to reassure people that there is no evidence that their data has been taken from our system.
Okay, Ger Deering, Ombudsman and Information Commissioner for Ireland, thank you for joining us this morning. It's just gone 8:20.